Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Here's a guy that's always looking for some action at night, Greg Gurley. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Are you excited that tonight, in attendance for the top 15 battle between Kansas and Iowa State, Roy Williams will be at the game, attending the game as a fan with his wife? It'll mark his first time at a KU game in Allen Fieldhouse since he left for North Carolina following the 2002-03 season. You got to be excited to see Coach Roy Williams back in Allen Fieldhouse tonight.
I am. And, you know, we've had several conversations over the last couple of days. Looking forward to seeing him and Wanda. And we got a little reception we're going to do with some former players this afternoon. So it'll be fun to get everyone together, catch up, and you know, in talking to him, he basically just wants to. He goes, Greg, I want to come to a game. I haven't been there in 20 years, and I think it's the best venue in America, and I just want to see a game there. So I said, that's great. Let's make it happen. So here we are.
Any chance that Nate could get an invite to that reception?
Do you need a bus boy?
You know, oh boy. We are going to be at a restaurant, so we might need someone to clean up.
Wouldn't you like to go to that, Nate? Though, I mean, you know, would you like to be a fly on the wall for those conversations and old players?
Yeah.
And
that'd be fun.
You don't want to clean up, though.
No.
Okay. He just said nah.
Well, I'll just put you in my pocket. You can hop out every once in a while, ask for autographs.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. That is cool, though, and hopefully he gets a really good reception from the fans and everything. I think he will by this point, right?
Oh, no question. I think that's such old news, and, you know, there's always a small minority of fans that are still upset that he left, but if they are, they better be quiet because he deserves it. I think it'll be a great reception for him at Allen Fieldhouse, and, you know, it's just one of those things that, as we look back at the situation of his leaving, I've said it many times that it never works out the way it worked out for us in North Carolina. They got the guy they wanted. We got the guy we wanted. Each has won national championships since the so-called trade. If it was not really a trade, but couldn't have worked out better for the two schools.
All right, let's talk about this. Well, before we talk about the game tonight, let's talk about what happened over the weekend. What do you think the biggest lessons were to take away for Kansas from that game down in Lubbock?
Well, you know, we've been stressing that this league is a monster, and as you look at Texas Tech on paper, it looks like, oh, yeah, we'll go down there. Their two best players aren't playing. They just had a game on Wednesday night that those seven guys, you know, put out so much energy they should be tired, but, hey, you got to understand that in this league, wherever you go on the road, and the other example is look at Oklahoma State. We didn't play very well. We went by 11, and we got I wouldn't say lucky because they didn't play well. They beat Texas by 13 on Saturday. So that should tell you a lot that there are no off days in this league. We learned the hard way on Saturday because we kind of took an off day, didn't play like we could. I thought, they got loose balls. I thought they were tougher than us. I just it was one of those games that we still had a chance to win, but things didn't go our way, and that was mainly self-inflicted. And we have to learn from that and understand that we got two winnable games this week because we're at home, and then we go out on the road for a couple more just like it. So we can right the ship real fast, but we can't play like we did on Saturday.
The same thing happened to Iowa State. I mean, they go on the road to Oklahoma and end up losing by 13, 79 to 66. And this is a team, it's a good team, top 15 team, like we said, but they already have two losses in the conference because they had to start off against the defending national champs, Baylor. They played them tough, but lost there, beat Texas Tech, but then lose at Oklahoma. So, I mean, you're right, Iowa State's an example. They've already had to go through a hell of a schedule to start things off, and now they get to go to Kansas, and so they're in real danger of starting 1-3, even though they're a quality basketball team.
Oh, for sure they're a quality basketball team, and they were the talk of the league, even though Baylor's been the unanimous number one. But Iowa State, after a terrible year last year, they come back with a few new transfers, but a lot of the same guys, and they've, you know, they start out undefeated. They beat Memphis. They whooped Iowa at their place. So, yes, the last couple of weeks they've struggled, but what we've got to do is understand that they're not scared of anybody because they beat some good teams early. They got a new coach. They got new confidence, and it's a whole new deal over there. And so, you know, unfortunate for them, they got to come play us in the toughest venue in the league against a team that just lost, where coaches kind of called out the team like with toughness and whatever you want to call it. We got to understand that and take care of business tonight.
And one of the storylines, Kansas has a transfer from Iowa State in Coleman Lands. He only spent a year there, I know. And then Iowa State's got a transfer from Kansas in Tristan Anaruna. Probably something we're going to start seeing a lot more often. Just any time you play, there's going to be transfers on both teams. But I'm curious the role that you expect each of those guys to play in tonight's game.
Well, Tristan's probably got a bigger role, but Jalen's been really good for us as of late. I mean, the George Mason game, he was near perfect. Then the other night in Lubbock, he hit a couple shots, didn't play great, but he's a guy that can be instant offense off the bench. Tristan's getting more minutes at Iowa State, and he's showing what we always knew he could do. He just never could get on the floor long enough to show what he could do because of the way that, you know, we have the depth, we have guys at his position, and, you know, he made the right decision for him to leave, and it's working out well. And like you said, we're going to see more of this where guys that were here, we're going to play because there's no more. I mean, there was always a rule in the couldn't really transfer in conference. And if you did, you lost an extra year. So now that that's not around, people are going to go to where they're familiar. And, you know, I don't know what Tristan's ties to Iowa State was, but it's free agency. We use that term a lot. He went there. There was a spot for him, and he's doing great. So it'll be good to see him, but just hope he doesn't have a good game tonight.
Hey, we're still waiting to kind of see how it's going to play out at the big man spot with Mitch Lightfoot getting the start again down in Lubbock. He played 10 minutes in the game. Dave McCormick only played 14 and didn't really back up his strong performance against Oklahoma State. I don't know. What are you expecting tonight out of that position?
Wow, that's a great question. Like you said, we were saying the same thing going to Stillwater. Like, okay, what's going to happen? And they were great. You know, between the 40 minutes that they combined to play, I mean, they were great. David McCormick looked like a man on a mission. He looked confident. He got the ball. He went right up with it. And then Saturday, it was like everything was forgotten about what he did at Oklahoma State. I mean, there were timing was off. He had a couple opportunities to just catch it and go straight up with it, and he didn't do it. And, you know, it just wasn't the same Dave. And that's what we've been dealing with all year. He's had a couple bright spots, but he's kind of been marred in struggling for the majority of the games. And that was the case on Saturday, and shows you what happens to us as a team when the bigs don't play well. And, you know, Ochai had another great game. Jalen Wilson broke out. Mm-hmm. He's a guy we've been talking about all year where he just hadn't seen the ball go through the hoop. And that was the Jalen we thought we were going to get. But when you don't have play in the paint, I mean, that's where Texas Tech really hurt us. They did not shoot the ball very well. So that tells me that they did the job inside of about 15 feet. Bryson Williams had a field day. We have to get play out of our bigs. It's just the bottom line.
And Zach Clements got some playing time in the game. The freshman, he played about 9 minutes or so. When I was listening to the broadcast, you'll be happy to know, Greg, and you and Brian were talking about, he hasn't had a lot of opportunities. He showed some things early in the season, and I think the phrase you used was maybe at that point in time, he didn't know any better. A lot of times for a freshman is, you know, you get into it, and all of a sudden the responsibilities of being a college player start to hit you a little bit harder. But I guess where is he at in his progress? And is that just one of those things where he got in the game because they weren't getting production out of the other two guys? Or could we see him more as the season goes on?
Well, I think it's the first part of what you said. It's the other guys weren't playing well, and looks down his bench, and he's like, all right, what am I going to do? So he put Zach in, and Zach had a couple moments where he played good D against their bigs, but then, you know, we went to that zone. We don't practice the zone very much, and you're out of position. And you know, it was successful for five or six possessions to keep us in that game, and actually we dug into their lead a little bit. But it's more of a product of he wants to move forward with David and Mitch, but neither one of them played well. So, again, he looks down that bench, and he's like, all right, I gotta try this. And he's not afraid to try things like that. And it's going to be a struggle for Zach and KJ. Not going to get the time that they need to get comfortable. And that just, hey, welcome to big-time basketball. When your coach is trying to win a league title, get to a Final Four, he's going to play the guys to give them the best chance to win. Experimenting was November, okay? Now we're into January in the league. He's going to play the guys to give them the best chance to win.
Greg Gurley is our guest. Greg, for a long time during that long streak of conference championships, I mean, look, media and people that follow the team and cover the team, it was almost like we'd enter a season with good reason and say, okay, Kansas is the number one team. They're going to win it. Will there be anyone that could be competitive, that could hang with them, anyone that could possibly challenge them for the conference championship? And more times than not, the answer was no. But now you see Baylor, they win a national championship. And it looks like they followed that up with another terrific basketball team. They're still undefeated, the number one in the nation. Do you think in the long run it's good for Kansas to have such a worthy competitor, another what looks like could turn into a perennial national championship contender in Baylor, the way we've seen other conferences have, you know, more than one team that can win a national championship? Do you think in the long run that helps the program to have a team like that they have to butt heads with in the regular season? I'd just like to get your thoughts on how it changes the dynamics when it's not just Kansas and everyone else. It's now Kansas and Baylor, it looks like, and everyone else.
For sure, I think it helps. I mean, when you run roughshod through the league and you win all those league titles, and not saying that was easy, and it's not like saying we went undefeated, but it was, you want to be challenged, and right now they're doing more than challenges. They're out in front, and I think it's good for the league. I thought it was good for the league when Texas Tech was a shot away from winning the national title. I thought it was good for Baylor to win. That helps everybody in this league. It gives national respect. It gets the media talking about it. But most importantly, it gets everyone to play better, because you have to, you know, hey, okay, we're chasing Baylor. We gotta get better players. We gotta look at what they're doing, and they're now doing it on a consistent basis. So for sure, it helps.
Greg Gurley has been our guest. Greg, did you like how Nate threw in there that he listens to the broadcast? Does that make you feel good that Nate is hanging on every one of your words when you're on Sports Radio 810?
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. Because, you know, I told him to listen and shoot me texts, because, you know, I respect him so much as a broadcaster.
Right.
But I'd like constructive criticism from him, but he never does it. So,
well,
maybe his mom took his phone away from him. I don't know.
Look, I know Gary's waiting. But here it is. Can you offer a little constructive criticism right now? He's asking for it. He says he likes it. You won't give it. Here we go.
More Haney. That's my.
Wow.
You know, just.
Well, I'm always checking my phone at timeouts, waiting for that.
Are you?
Yeah. The respect level is at an all-time high.
I do text you sometimes during the games. Like, if I'm watching the game and you happen to be on camera, I'll text you and say, hey, you look silly.
Wow.
Well, I got that. I guess, you know, on the road, we're right by the bench, and I do get a lot of my friends. God, you're getting a lot of TV time. This is awful. I'm going to turn it off or whatever.
And, yeah. I did like
a lot of it.
When I was listening to you guys the other day, when the freshman Zach Clements comes into the game, he tried to check in with you and Brian, right, instead of the actual official score table.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
did you check him in, Greg?
Yeah, go on in, buddy.
No, I just gave him
the next whistle. We'll get you in.
It's funny sometimes. We do that. We're sitting there, and the other team will get their starting lineups, and they'll go down and knuckle bump with all the scorekeepers. And I always put my fist out, and they'll knuckle bump me like, well, who the hell is this guy? And they do it and kind of look at. But, yeah, Zach tried to check in with us. KJ tried to check in without his jersey on. Yeah, the freshmen were a little they were a little thrown off by the atmosphere in Lubbock. But those are growing pains. We'll get through it.
Greg, thanks for the time, man. We'll listen to you tonight right here on Sports Radio 810.
Sounds good. Thanks, boys.
And that's right. You can listen to the game, big game, Iowa State and Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse. He said there's going to be a reception with former players that played under Roy Williams. If you could spend some time with one former player that played under Roy Williams, Nate, I kiddingly asked if you're going to go to the reception.
Scott.
It would be Richard Scott.
Richard Scott was my favorite Jayhawk.
You'd rather spend time with him instead of Paul Pierce? Feels like time with Paul. I mean, I'm not a Kansas fan, but I'd like to spend some time with Paul
Pierce.
Exactly
who I was going to say.
Right.
It feels
that's who I'd say, and I don't. Yeah, right. You know, it seems like you'd have a good time.
Sit around.
It feels like you could have a great time, but that if video got posted on Instagram, it could hurt your career
or help.
Well, it hurt his career a little.
I'm talking about yours. Could, you know,
I don't know about
give
that.
Give you a tremendous street
more
cred.
Video.
I do enough damage to my own career.
How would he hurt his career?
But I'll answer that. Your answer is Paul Pierce. Not even.
No, I
you don't even think about it, right?
Snap my finger, Paul Pierce.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you said okay. You said this. I didn't even think of that. And Greg said they better have a good. Roy Williams. He's going to get a great reception tonight.
I would sure think so. Yeah, I would think so by now. Yeah.
Jake, if you were there, you'd applaud, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, stand up and give him a...
I'd pay my respects to him.
You think there's... Well, I mean, he's...
I don't think there'll be anybody booing. I think as soon as someone starts to boo, the people around him will...
Shush him.
I didn't even think about that, but when you said that Greg was, they better be good, like, you know, if not, like, get over it.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What are you... I'll say something. You're going to say something?
No.
You think there's still... Say it.
If I can get over it, anybody can get over it.
I think that there are probably still some people that just have a little bit of a sour taste. It doesn't mean that they're like they hate him or anything like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, they're better because he left.
Everything happened the way it should have.
Right.
They got a better coach than him.
See, now there's a little bit of salt there.
Yeah, they're a little salty.
That's salty.
Very
that's a little
sour,
salty.
That's Jake Sowers in there.
Bill Self is a better coach at Kansas than Roy Williams was.
So here's the deal. This is when you talk about
arguable.
A trade that both people appreciate.
You
can't
argue that.
Is North Carolina happy with what happened?
Well, they won a couple of titles with him, didn't they, at least?
Are you happy with what happened?
Absolutely.
Well, okay, then.
Everybody's happy.
No need to be sour in there, Mr.
I'm not being sour.
Salty.
Mr. Puckerton.
That's the truth, though.
Salt Bay over there?
I mean, you can look at the records. You can look at success. Like, that's not arguable. Like,
well, titles, that's, you know.
Bill Self is a better coach at Kansas than Roy Williams was. That's.
Yes. But North Carolina is happy with what they got.
Yes, absolutely, and they should be. But what I said wasn't.
Are you
sour?
Salt Bay.
You're being a little salty.
He's sprinkling salt.
He's sprinkling
right there.
Salt there.
Oh, man, I love
that. Ask you a question. Take a break. Shucks.
Coca-Cola.
You think that?
Just hand him a nickel.
You think that Gary is sour that we haven't gone to him yet?
Very sour.
Let's take a break and talk to Mr. Gary Sowers on Sports Radio 810 WHB.